Moody Dictionary. I'm Sean. Now, our really cool term today is called a monitor. Now, what is a monitor? A monitor is spelled M-O-N-I-T-O-R. Now, what does that do? Well, when you're in location shooting and production, a monitor is really important because you can actually, after you shoot, go back and then see what you just shot. Because if you can kind of tell whether or not you want to use that shot or do it again. Now, a monitor is really useful because not only you can see it, and the director can see it, or whoever it is, but you also can have other people see it and get some opinion on it. Now, the good thing is that in a scene, you should have a feeling about how the scene should be. And in the monitor, you can see if that feeling is really what you want, okay? So a monitor is a very useful piece of equipment when you go and shoot. Using film, using in broadcasting, when you go do TV stuff, a monitor is very standard, okay? There's a little TV right there. Anyway, coming up, American Slang.
American Slam
最精彩的板块，对不对
？American Slam， 来看一看，你还记不记得昨天在这个电影叫《Monsters Inc.》里面有两个家伙出场，一个是独眼怪叫 Mike， 还有一个是蓝毛怪，他叫 Sully。今天这两个家伙又要出来了，你待会儿这个片段里面你会看到 Sully， 就是那个蓝毛怪，他因为一个小朋友。而把 Mike 的约会彻底搅黄了，一起看一下。
Just the other day, someone asked me who I thought the most beautiful monster was in all the Monstropolis. You know what I said?
What did you?
I said,
what? Sully?
Sully?
No, that's not what I was going to say. I mean,
Mike, you're not making
sense.
Hey guys, what a coincidence running into you. I'm just going to order something to go. Sully?
What's good here?
Get out of here, you're booming out there.
I went back to get your paperwork, and there was a door.
What?
来看今天的美国俚语，这个句子叫 I'm just gonna order something to go.
I'm just gonna order something to go.
好了，这个短语 to go 跟我们的生活息息相关，尤其是现在羊快餐非常多。如果你进了 KFC or McDonald's， 他们经常会问你：嘿，小姐，嘿，先生，你是在这儿吃还是带走吃？在这儿吃叫 for here， 带走吃就是 or to go。所以这个句子叫：如果你是麦当劳的人，你会说 for here。Or to go. So, to go here means to get it, take away. Normally about food. 一般是告诉你带走吃叫 to go. 那我们来看这个词组，你怎么把它用活？来看第一个例句，你走进了麦当劳，你走进了快餐店，你会说 Hey, I'll have two Big Macs and a large fries to go, please. 你的意思是 Hey, 老将，我要两个巨无霸叫 Max， 我还有一个大薯条叫 a large fries， 可是我不是 for here， 我不在这儿吃，因为人太多，我要 to go 带走吃，所以这个句子很有用。来，再来看第二个句子。哎，我们的东北英语节目已经开播有一段时间了，真的是非常感谢大家的提携和关爱。每次我到了楼下办公室的楼下，我在吃东西的时候，我都会碰到朋友，他们会说嘿嘿嘿。东北英语，东北英语，一起吃，一起吃。Well, 我真想跟你一起吃，但是没办法，我必须要用下面这句话来礼貌的拒绝你。会说 ，Hey, I don't have time to eat here. Here means at a restaurant. I don't have time to eat at a restaurant. So, I'll order some food to go. 这句话的意思是，我真的是没有时间在这个里面用餐了，上面还有同事等着我，所以。我只能把食物叫走回去吃，叫 order some food to go.
Just the other day, someone asked me who I thought the most beautiful monster was in all the Monstropolis. You know what I said?
What did you
say? I said,
what? Sully?
Sully?
No, that's not what I was going to say. I mean,
Mike, you're not making
sense.
Guys, what a coincidence running into you. I'm just going to order something to go. Sully?
What's good here?
Get out of here. You're ruining everything.
I went back to get your paperwork, and there was a door.
What?
Hey, 欢迎回到经典对白。哎，其实啊，在怪物的世界里面，小朋友才是最可怕的。为什么这么讲？因为人家不是说12岁前的孩子最接近神，神和怪物他们是打架的。 那么从怪物警察的表情，他们的紧张程度里面，你就可能发觉。好，下面这个片段你会看到，这个蓝毛怪和那个叫独眼兽，他们两个人要想把小朋友布送回家，还真不容易呢。好了，那么下面我们就来看一看，在戒备森严的公司里面，他们怎么搞定我们的。
James, is this one yours?
Actually, that's my cousin's sister's daughter, sir.
Yeah, it's to bring an obscure relative to work day.
Must have missed the memo. Well, listen, James, why don't you stop by the simulator after lunch today and give us that scare demonstration we talked about, huh?
Yeah, oh, sir.
Yes, I'm coming. All right, then, I'll see you this afternoon, James. That is, if these gentlemen haven't shut us down.
Oh, boy. Oh, scared demo. Well, that is great. Why am I the last to know? Would you bring your cousin sister's daughter along? She'll be a big hit. Come on. The coast is clear. Okay. All we have to do is get rid of that thing so we're here while I get its card key.
But she can't stay here. This is the men's room.
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said. It's fine. It's okay. Look, it loves it here. It's dancing with joy.
来看第一个句子。第一个原点是叫 I must have missed the memo.
That's the Mr. Memo.
M-E-M-O. Memo. 我们一般讲那个备忘录啊。什么叫备忘录？你知道吗？备忘录这个词太正式了，就是你工作完了以后，跟工作有关系，你要做一个记录，做一个总结，我们叫备忘录。那么一般你要写一下，而且写的呢，只写要点，不是太长，写在一个本子或纸子纸上，我们叫那个东西叫一个memo。你记得这个记忆力叫 memory。这个 memory 很相近，那么就是帮助你记下来的，我们叫一个备忘录啊，一个记事啊，提醒你哦，这个事情我记住了，叫啊 memo。好，来看看怎么用这个词组，这个词，好吧，来看第一个句子。After the conference, what's conference? Conference 是一个formal way to say meeting, 一个会议，这个大会以后。After the conference, I wrote a memo.On the ideas we had discussed. 所谓好脑子不如烂骨头，所以说一个好的习惯就是会议以后把好的东西要记下来，要总结出来，整理到一个纸上或者一个本子上，我们就叫那个东西是一个 memo， 帮助你 memory。 我们再来看第二个例子，这个 memo M-E-M-O、哎、如果你是在公司上班的这个叫白领族的话，你们应该看到这个公司我们会有叫 bulletin board，在这个板子上面经常贴出来很多纸，纸上写着嘿，谁的饭盒丢掉，找到者请打电话，谁的文件夹找不到，谁喜得贵子替他祝贺，谁得到提升，我们叫在一个纸上写出来，那个东西就是一个 memo， 懂了吗？上次公司开大会，老板提到三个要点，朋友们记住了，我们写在一个纸上，那个纸贴在那个布告栏上，我们说那个东西是一个memo。好，听好这个句子，叫 Hey, when is the company trip? When is the company trip to 北戴河？公司什么时候去北戴河旅行啊？ I didn't get the memo. 我怎么看不到那个 memo? 明明老板上次讲这周就要去。不管怎么样，好，这个句子你要记住，叫 memo。
Come on, the coast is clear. Okay, all we have to do is get rid of that thing. So wait here while I get its card key.
But she can't stay here. This is the men's room.
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said. It's fine. It's okay. Look, it loves it here. It's dancing with joy.
看下面一个原点，这个原点，我喜欢这个句子叫 Hey, it's dancing with joy.
It's dancing with joy.
Dancing 是跳舞的意思，这个 J-O-Y 是快乐的意思。如果你快乐跳起舞来，就表示你是高兴的，手舞右足蹈。你什么时候会 dance with joy? 会手舞足蹈的，高兴的不得了。来看看我会怎么样 ？Me first， 我会说 ，Hey， you know， when I got my paycheck， I was so happy， I was dancing with joy。这句话的意思是，每次我拿到，不是每次，是上次我拿到我的工资单，我一看，哼，老板不打招呼就翻了我三倍工资，你简直是老好人。于是我会讲，我太高兴，高兴的手舞右足蹈。好，我们再来看第二个例子也可以。除了钱，除了涨工资，拿到礼物，见到好朋友，我觉得你也应该是 dance with joy。来看下面这个句子叫 Hey, I was dancing with joy when I met my close friend Joy at the airport. We haven't seen for a long time, about 10 years. 这句话的意思是，我一个好朋友叫 Joy， 我们两个人已经二十年，差不多二十年没有见面。所以我见到他的时候，在机场，我简直是 Gosh, as with Joy， 高兴的手舞足蹈起来。好了，这个句子记住了吗？我们再说一遍，叫 I was dancing with Joy。当我怎么样 ？When I met my close friend Joy at the airport。
Hi, James. Is this one yours?
Actually, that's my cousin's sister's daughter, sir.
Yeah, it's to bring an obscure relative to work day.
Must have missed the memo. Well, listen, James. Why don't you stop by the simulator after lunch today and give us that scare demonstration we talked about, huh?
Yeah. Oh, sir.
Yes, I'm coming. All right, then. I'll see you this afternoon, James. That is, if these gentlemen haven't shut us down.
Oh, boy. A scare demo. Well, that is great. Why am I the last to know? We can bring your cousin's sister's daughter along. She'll be a figure. Come on. The coast is clear. Okay. All we have to do is get rid of that thing. So wait here while I get its car key.
But she can't stay here. This is the men's room.
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said. It's fine. It's okay. Look, it loves it here. It's dancing with joy.
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Spirit. This song is called You Can't Take Me. Never gonna give in. To give in means to say, okay, fine. Never gonna give it up. No. It is a person's dream, their goal, their focus. And they're not gonna give it up. They're gonna stay focused, stay right focused on that dream, and not just sort of, forget it. Nah, swung up. No, they're gonna keep it. They're not gonna give it up. They're gonna stay focused. If you can't catch a wave, then you are never gonna ride it. This is from surfing. People who go to the beach and stand on a surfboard, you know, like and they ride the waves in the ocean. So that's surfing. And you catch a wave. A wave is coming, and you come on your board and catch it and go with it. So it's called catching a wave. So they say if you don't try, if you don't go after that wave, if you don't go after that dream, then of course you will never achieve it. So it's using surfing as a way to talk about staying focused on your dream, on your goal. You can't come uninvited. To invite someone is to say, please come. But if you're uninvited, they don't want you to come. And this person is the singer saying, if I don't want you here, you can't come here. You can't tell me that I cannot achieve my goal. The name of the song is You Can't Take Me. You can't take me away from here, take me away from my goal. So this last, you can't come uninvited. If I don't invite you, get out. So it's a very focused song. I'm going to get it. I'm going to achieve my dream. So let's listen to the song. Maybe it will inspire you to go after your dream. We'll see you next time in Action English. Never gonna get it, never gonna give it up, no. If you can't catch a wave, then you're never gonna ride it. You can't.